Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff about the most recent Indianola School Board meeting. Indianola School Board met in regular session Monday evening, and one of the big topics of interest that was approved by the board was a wage increase for associates. This has been negotiated. Talk a little bit about that process and what the eventual increase ended up being and approved by the board.
Sure. Well, we had taken a look at associate wages just because we want to recognize their work and be competitive, and they actually were not set to be negotiated again until the end of the school year in the 2022-23 school year. We have a master contract that runs through that period. So they were set to get a 2.1% increase next year and a 2.2% increase in the following year, which, you know, for hourly employees, lots of times when you're dealing with that percentage, that doesn't amount to a lot. That could be maybe, you know, 30 cents an hour or something. So we did have a work session a while back where the board kind of put the pencil to the paper and tried to figure out what we could afford to do for associates. And we decided that if we gave them a $1 an hour raise for next year, that that would come out to a 7.42% increase instead of 2.1, and it would carry a cost of about $148,000. So that that really came out of a board work session, and then the next board meeting we had an action item, a resolution to open up the contract and bargain that with the bargaining unit, the IEA. They also agreed to take a look at that, of course, and actually, you know, they came and they had representatives at the board work session, so they kind of knew where the district was, and the district and the IEA very quickly agreed upon that. So that became official last night and will be in effect for the next school year. There'll be a dollar an hour raise instead of what they would have gotten, 30 cents or so.
All right. Well, another topic of discussion approved by the board was the school calendar. Kind of talk about the main points there. I know that's something that a lot of teacher, staff, administration, everyone has kind of put their input on to create that calendar.
Yeah, that's always something that's kind of tough because there are some parameters we have to operate within. We can't begin before August 23rd, for example. And we always try to wrap up before Memorial Day if we can. You know, and then we have minimum number of hours that we have to have for instructional hours. And then we also have 36 hours of collaboration time for teachers throughout the year, as well as professional learning that's needed. And then you run into just the different things like winter break and spring break and the timing of different things. So even though there are a lot of restrictions, there are a lot of kind of finer points you can hash around, and definitely some of that happened in the process. But we did get the calendar approved, and in the end, we'll go back to school, the traditional calendar, on August 23rd. And for the year-round calendar, which is a little bit different, obviously, they start earlier. They'll go back to school July 15th. And then we did, one change last night was we did make some changes so there would be two solid weeks off at winter break, which is something that people have liked when we've been able to do that. So winter break will actually run from December 22nd through January 4th. One difference, we don't have the day off before Thanksgiving now, as we did this year, as a result of making sure we can get the winter break where we wanted it. We do still have spring break, March 14th through 18th next year, and the last day of school for students is May 28th. Excuse me, let me see. Nope, I'm sorry. I was looking at the beginning of fourth quarter is March 28th. And then the last day for kids is May 27th is the end of the fourth quarter next year. So it's not that different than what we had this year, but as you said, there's always you know, back and forth, give and take, and we do have a fair number of extra instructional hours above the minimum in there as well. We have 1,136.8 hours, and 1,080 is the minimum. So we do have the equivalent of about 8 snow days in there if we would need to use some of those for that.
All right. Well, another thing kind of reviewed by the board was the preliminary budget. So talk a little bit about that tax levy and what that means for Indianola residents.
Yeah, we've been looking at that, and at one point we thought that the levy rate might actually go up about 8 cents or so, but with the state supplemental aid being set at 2.4% instead of the 2% we were projecting, we were able to bring that tax levy rate back down to almost identical to what it was last year. I think you'd have to go out to the thousands place before there was a difference. So that's about $17.99 per thousand. And this is on the heels of 2 years in a row when we were able to reduce it significantly, you know, 50 cents or more a year. So one thing we try to do with the tax rate, obviously, is not have it be higher than it needs to be to operate. And the other thing is to try to keep it pretty steady so there aren't wild swings in the tax rate. So we feel pretty good about where that's at. And we had approval from the board last night then to publish that notice in the paper, to have the tax notice published. And then that is the maximum authorized budget. So we won't exceed that. And, you know, we try to make sure we never spend the entire budget either. We want to, you know, be fiscally responsible and keep our budget in good shape. So I guess the best news is there's really not much change there. And, you know, most of the time, no news is good news when you're talking about taxes.
Absolutely. And the final thing talked about the final thing talked about by the board that we'll go over is the student mental health services update. Kind of talk about the overview of that. And I think this year more important than ever that that school districts are taking care of their students' mental health and mental well-being.
Yeah, we were kind of on that road before we had any idea of what the pandemic would do. But it really was very good timing. We actually added a district nurse this year, too, which, again, was good timing with the pandemic. But last summer, we interviewed different providers, and the school board had actually set aside an additional up to $25,000 just to kind of help different providers get going, maybe to help with the cost of people who were uninsured, for example. And that's been very beneficial. We've worked with three very good providers, and the thing that I shared last night was just kind of an overview that Stacy Warren, who is the regional lead in this area for the AEA, had put together for me. And just a couple of highlights. We've had 62 students receive mental health services on site at the school. That's important because when students can receive that counseling there at school, then they're not, you know, having to take time away from school to go to an appointment somewhere else. It's more convenient for parents. And it's usually just more timely and a little less traumatic for them too if they can get served at school. So we had 62 students receive those services. We're meeting the need without waiting list right now, and we have monthly collaboration meetings between the professionals who provide that service and our counseling staff and administration. And we're continuing to work on just making sure that we have the best comprehensive mental health system that we can, and looking at how all the different pieces work together and doing kind of a self-assessment of our program. So it has been a really good year and a year of growth for us in that, and I just want to encourage parents, you know, that if it appears their student might benefit from counseling, do complete that referral process, that paperwork, and let us get them hooked up with a counselor there on site. But it's been very positive, and we look forward to continuing to serve our kids well that way.
Once again, that was Superintendent Art Sadoff discussing the most recent Indianola School Board meeting. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.